This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
How many times you've heard a head coach say it's about accountability? You got to be accountable for yourself. How many times you heard that?
Plenty. Too many. Plenty.
Way too many. So there's certain things that we all hate, you know, from it is what it is, you know, little stupid sayings like that.
No, I'm actually very good at that. in fact, love it.
To other things that just bother us, just irk us. When a player takes their kids to the podium.
Or coach.
Well, I'm getting there. Uh-oh. It just irks me. It's a human shield, brother. It's a human shield, and it's weak, and it's weak, and you're mentally weak, and you're being defensive and deflective. But when a head coach does it,
yes,
a head coach who always preaches about accountability,
yeah,
not one,
yeah,
not two, but three kids.
Some of those weren't even his, I'm pretty sure. He was just out here collecting kids. Hey, anybody got some kids?
I gotta go to the podium. I need more kids. I need more kids at the podium.
I have a child.
Three kids, Nick Sirianni to the podium, Damian Woody, preach.
What's this clown behavior, bro? This dude is a clown. Like, seriously, you gonna seriously talk trash to the fans?
Your own fans.
Your own fans. Like, people come out here and pay big money to come out and watch you put a product out on the field. When you don't perform well, they have every right to boo you.
Damn right.
And you're going to get it all in your feelings because fans are booing you because your team stinks? Like, bro, come on. And then you brought up in our meet, like, oh, then you're going to bring your kids into the post game to kind of soften the blow from what reporters might ask you. This dude is a straight clown, bro. Like, I just don't have any respect for what this man is doing. Y'all barely beat the god-awful Cleveland Browns, and then you want to talk trash to the fans. Get the hell out of here.
Man, I thought players taking kids to the podium irked me. It pales in comparison. I wish I could go back, and I was in Philadelphia. Well, I don't wish I was in Philadelphia, but if I were in Philadelphia, I'd go back and say and count the times that Nick Sirianni used the word accountability. You unaccountable clown.
Oh, okay, that's not the word I thought was coming there. Excellent. Very good. I don't know which one I thought it was, but I thought it'd be a bad one.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And by the way, just as an addition to that Nick Sirianni story, yesterday on his video conference availability, he said that he apologized, quote, "I was trying to bring energy and enthusiasm yesterday. I'm sorry and disappointed at how my energy was directed at the end of the game."
Oh, but that's about the fans.
That's about the
he
fans.
He still brought the... He didn't apologize.
Sorry, I offended
kid.
You.
He didn't, yeah.
What? Oh, so you're offended by him being a father, Lopez?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
In this case, I am.
Unbelievable. In the course of that confession, you said brother when you sounded kind of like a Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
However, in a different way, I think I'm becoming the old black man now. I'm only 32 years of age, soon to be 33 come in April. But I realized, particularly yesterday, was it yesterday? Yeah, that I'm becoming an old black man, and that I start calling everybody brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
How you doing, brother? What's happening, brother? How you living, brother? You good, brother?
All you got to pick your spots, man.
I know. But where it really hit me, and I'm trying to remember who in particular, and now I'm really falling into stereotypes because I'm just, right now I'm seeing generic white man. I can't remember which generic white man. And I was just, it was to a white dude. And I was like, yeah, brother, how you doing? And I was like, oh, okay, you're just doing this to everybody.
This is just, you told yourself that.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, okay.
That's where I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I feel like I've fallen into a place where I'm, and you, Fig, you know what I'm talking about, that old black dude. Just like, how you, how's it hanging, brother? How's it going, brother? Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
How you doing? Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I'm just doing this. So I've realized.
Hey, own it. Just pick your spots.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just going to lean in. At other times, I'd be like, man, I need to correct that. I think I'm just going to become that guy because it also helps me not have to remember names nearly as much.
That's why people say it.
Everybody's brother.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're doing good here, brother.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I say this probably like five times a year, man, but I really need to learn Spanish. Man. Like, seriously, I really need to sit down. I need to take a class.
There's an app for that.
And just learn. No, I need to be in the school.
He said I need assignments.
I need homework. I need all of that stuff, man, because I had to go to the new house. And I guess the builder forgot something in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go and let them in, and I guess he sent a buddy over there.
So yeah,
the guy ain't no Spanish,
no English,
Yeah. And I was sitting there, so my wife left a list.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can you go? She thought the builder was going over there,
yeah,
but somebody else. So he had no idea what I was saying. I had no idea what he was saying.
Oh, that stinks.
We was just like,
call me.
Yeah, I wouldn't
pick up the phone.
Here's my translator. Let's
speak to him. I've done that for a lot of people.
See, I thought about that after the fact. In the moment, I'm sitting there like, we both had our hands up.
Yeah.
And he was trying to talk. He was trying to get me to understand. I'm like, brother, you got to.
Yeah.
I'm
hey,
like,
you said might, brother.
Yeah. Like, fam, you got to just stop talking. At this point, it's not helping at all.
But even like the app anything will help you with that. Like conversational Spanish.
And the thing, I tried to break out. So I have a translator app.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone on the text line was trying to say
I tried to go to it. It froze up. In the time. So I'm just like, I had him wait. I was like, one moment.
Yeah.
I was sitting there like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And my phone was ended up
crashing. How did it play out?
Nothing. I just told him peace.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I had nothing else to say. He got what he came there to get.
Yeah.
And we had other questions, so it was nothing else. It was no more talking.
Yeah.
So I felt really bad, and I'm like, man, I gotta learn Spanish, man. I felt like that would be super impressive for me to just,
like, even just to get by at restaurants and in that situation.
Yeah, in a situation like that, yeah, like, I was totally lost.
The only problem about that app, you'd be working on that app for 2-3 years and still feel like when you get into that situation,
you feel like choking.
You end up at the La Michoacana or whatever, and you end up at Taqueria Sarandas, and they're like, all right, are you ready to order? And you're like,
it's Taqueria Sarandas.
I'll have the grilled beef.
Numero tres.
Yeah. I'll have this one right here.
Yeah, this one right here.
Point at it. Yeah, point at it.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So Jerry Jones flat out threatened to replace a radio host in Dallas.
Man.
Flat out. Unquestioned, right? I'll get somebody else to ask that question. So it had me wondering. I wonder if any part of Reggie was like, dang, I could have had that job that Jerry's filling.
I like those guys a lot.
That could be me.
I like those guys a lot.
I could take that job. I could take that job.
Buddy, I think I gave you the confession at one time that, like, or we were talking about a question. It was a question of the day or something. Mm-hmm. Like, the situation that you were least prepared for.
Yeah.
And you remember what mine was?
What was it?
I had to fill in on a day where we were interviewing Jerry Jones. I don't want that problem. I don't want them problems. For who? Yeah. For what? Right?
Could have had that job.
And also, if I'm being completely honest, morning show. God bless the folks that do it. Mm-hmm. I am not a morning owl.
Well, there is that.
And so I would have to really put in some work to get myself in that situation. No, I love it. It was good. Those guys. They do a good job. And they'll handle that a lot better than I would. Watch this. I think Lopez is trying to set me up.
How's that?
So tomorrow we will be having we'll be having a wonderful guest who wrote a book about Hakeem Olajuwon. It's called Dream. Her name is Mirren Fader. Mm-hmm. She's very, very good. I'm excited to talk to her. And she's also going to be in town later in the week doing a signing.
A Q&A kind of signing
type thing at a bookstore. Well, Lopez was supposed to be able to, you know.
I committed to it.
He committed to, you know, being the
Browse's
moderator
bookstore.
In that situation, except he not doing that.
Oh, man. You backed out?
Yeah, he backed
out. No, I got a text yesterday afternoon.
Slime ball.
No. I got a text yesterday afternoon.
Look at this guy.
Don't forget dinner Thursday for my daughter-in-law's birthday.
And he had forgotten.
That's where I screwed up. I forgot about the dinner with.
See, either way go, man.
You need to be using that calendar.
I always do. Except I put everything on the calendar,
forgot her birthday,
that's
man.
Well, I didn't forget her birthday. I forgot to put it on the calendar.
He knew it was Thursday. He just wasn't going to be there. That's all.
Man.
So you're trying to make him out to worse than he was.
Dang, however, so you like my mother. Get my birthday.
So that's part of it, but that's not, like, that, you know, it doesn't have to do with me, so why do I care? But the setup part is, well, you need someone else to fill in that situation.
Yeah.
And he was like, Reggie, you could do that. And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And so he let it be known to the authorities, the people that be. Reggie is a great basketball historian. I was like, what?
Oh, man.
Basketball historian?
Look, I love me. D1.
I love me some hoops. Please understand. I love me some hoops. The history of the game has always been interesting to me. Basketball historian. They're going to be expecting something that I'm not.
Well, see, this is where, you know, where you have to become something of a wordsmith. I didn't say how far back his history.
He knows everything about the history of basketball dating back to 2020.
He's an encyclopedia when it comes to basketball.
I said basketball historian. I didn't say, like, forever. Like, you know, you go back to 2015. You know, you go back to that. He's got you covered.
I think he set me up. They're going to start asking me about George Mikan and such.
Yeah, exactly.
Expecting me to tell you stuff about him.
You are a basketball historian.
I feel like people know who George Mikan is, right? Right?
Pretty much. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Man, I'm really liking this Facebook Marketplace, man.
Oh, you in? We're furnishing the house,
I'm all in, man. So, a couple things I got off of Facebook Marketplace. The wifey got off of Facebook Marketplace. Mm-hmm. We got like a $2,000 microwave. It's like a drawer microwave.
Okay.
I was about to say, I was like, how did they make the $2,000 microwave? Man. I see what you mean.
Yeah, so it was only, she got it for only $350.
Wow.
So that was.
What does this microwave do? Is it convection?
I never even heard of it until she rung it up.
Mm-hmm.
But
I bet you it's a convection oven too, which is awesome.
It could be. Yeah. It better be for that price.
Well, you're not paying that price though, are you?
Yeah. No.
Well, still $350 for
$350. Yeah, yeah. I just want a little microwave from Walmart to put on the counter.
Yeah.
But also got a refrigerator off of Facebook Marketplace.
Ah.
So it was a liquidation place that had a bunch of refrigerators.
Don't leave out the big part. People have been looking out for the refrigerator for you.
I know. So this one is a Samsung Bespoke 4. I think it's a four-door with a screen on and all that stuff. Only $400.
Right. That's the one you can play games on your refrigerator.
That's right. Yeah. I could put Spotify, all that stuff.
Yeah,
on
while you wait for the spaghetti to heat up in the drawer microwave, you can play some Candy Crush on the fridge.
I know. So this was why it was $400. Mm-hmm. So the left panel was cracked.
Yeah.
But that was it. It was none. Everything else was brand new. All you gotta do is replace the panel.
Yeah, and you can.
Yep. So overall, I'm probably paying like $600 for this refrigerator that's like over $2,000.
Yeah.
But I'm all in on Facebook Marketplace. I've been looking on there all night. Like, what can I buy?
Sometimes when you go on Facebook Marketplace, and I'm not trying to scare you away from it, but maybe I am subconsciously. You get into some little shady deals here.
Oh,
and there.
Yeah. No, yeah, you can peep out this because I used to look on eBay a lot for certain stuff. And when stuff don't look right, she's like, nah, that's a scam. Because I didn't, like, it was one time I was looking for a car and was just kind of looking, and they had a car for like $50. It's like, come on now.
Yeah.
Like, you just a car lot trying to get me out there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it is.
Exactly.
But, no, you can find some good stuff on there, especially from some good, genuine people that's just trying to get rid of stuff.
Sure.
And that's how we came across that microwave. We had to go out to Montgomery to get it, but.
Well, that's a pretty good hike.
Yeah, but the lady was super sweet.
Nice.
Excellent. Very nice. 713, people keep sending advice to Fig for his house. Figgy, after you move the refrigerator, do not plug it in right away. Let the refrigerator sit where it is.
Yes.
Going to be in your kitchen for 2 to 3 hours to let everything settle before you plug in.
Yeah, all the stuff in the Freon pipes, I mean, all the coolant in the pipes and stuff, it's got to settle back down.
I need to let her know that because we're supposed to be getting it today.
Don't plug it in for about 2 or 3 hours.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
today I've learned.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so when it get delivered, just let it sit.
Don't plug it in. For a couple hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Just let it marinate.
All that stuff. You know how it has those little coils in the back? All that stuff's got to settle.
See, you saying all this extra stuff. You just got to say, just let it marinate. You know what it means.
Let me text her right now.
Just let it marinate. Just text her. Let the fridge marinate before you plug it in. She's going to be like, what? Reggie
just
made
do
me
what
do
I
it.
Ask.
Reggie made me do it. That's our that's Lunchtime Confessions
Woman.
Here. Okay. All right. We were so close. We were very close. We were so close. This is why you keep forgetting dinners and such. All right.
Exactly.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into college football on a Tuesday where what a fun week of football. Let's break into all that.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.